the infrared. It's widely used by biologists because often you'll have an aromatic system present in some piece of biology. And so if you're trying to figure out, have you got that particular aromatic system present, UV's a cheap instrument that will enable you to figure it out. So in this plot, it's indicating as you add more double bonds to the system, the lambda max changes, so we're moving to longer wavelength, and the size of the molar absorptivity increases. For conjugated carbonyl-containing compounds, we've still got a multiple bond. The same basic idea holds, but now we have got different absorptions depending on which particular multiple bonded system we're looking at. So we can see for the first case, we've simply got our acetone with a very weak absorption at 279, whereas in the second case, we've got both an alkene and a ketone functionality, so we're getting a strongish absorption then for the alkene and a weaker absorption for the carbon.